Among the great truths we have difficulty taking in and truly believing is that not only does God love, God is love. No one states this more clearly than the Apostle John in 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. You cannot love and fear at the same time. God seeks your love above all. To fear the Lord means to reverence the God who is love. I have written, O love, you weary servant in our midst, who hides your crown amidst your concern for us. Forgive us for failing to see the holiness of your workers' hands and respond with adequate adoration to the quality of your touch. We are yet to awaken to your humble ministries, sustaining, nourishing, healing us. We are still too busy taking to notice the one from whom we take, to focus on the gifts, to turn and take in the giver. You have ever been our servant, O love who is God, preferring to wash our feet without words or fanfare, rather than to sit before us on the throne you alone may occupy. One day, you will return to your throne and judge your work.